We continue with discussing the principles of Tariq, and up to now we are really discussing one principle only, and that is to know what is should be your objective and what's not your objective. हमने जितना भी discuss किया है, really we are discussing under one principle of tasawwuf or tazkiyah nafs, that what should be the objective and what is or the aim of one's of the seeker of self purification, and what his objective shouldn't be, what is his misunderstanding or anything. तो ये असल में एक ही असूल है, this is one principle still. And the others are subcategories or explanation of it. So you have heard last time as well. आपने सुना है कुछ. So another which is very obvious, people, some of them people do not know that they shouldn't have those objectives. Some are they know already they shouldn't have this objective, and still somehow they fall before. Fall to the trap of shaitan, and they shouldn't. But still, although they people understand already these things, that they shouldn't be having these wrong reasons, which are very apparent, which we are going to discuss. But still, I will spell them out so that you know as well. Others were subtle, so they had to be explained in detail, little bit of detail, because people think that they are true or they are right or this is what one should aim for. But some are like sun, there is clear that they shouldn't be one's objectives. So what are those? So some of them we'll discuss today. Ek to unme ye hai ki a person should not go towards self purification and tazkiyah nafs or tasawwuf, whatever he calls it, or ihsan, achieving the states of ihsan, with the many people have, if they do not ponder, it might be hidden, some intentionally they come for fame and name towards this field, because they read in the books and they hear with that from the people that awliyaullah are highly respected, or the mashayikh are respected and honorable people. So they don't know what the mashayikh they think about themselves or what the people think. They normally think that it is a way of actually gaining respect and honor, jisko hubbe jaah kehte hain, the love of office, the love of status, the love of honor and fame and name. So because like the people employ other or pursue other fields to gain their purpose of this fame and name, politics, business, wealth, showbiz. So some people they have the same idea what these people have, but they only use the motive is same, but they use a different clothing, and that clothing is of the pious and righteous people. So on the outset, if they have this bad intention, that they want fame and name, obviously it is very, as I said, it is very apparent that they are not going to receive anything as such, unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just have mercy and fazal on them. Because they want dunya. Dunya, fame, name, really it is nothing. Because as I said on Monday, that if others they like you, and the king of the universe and the owner, and to him belongs the dominion of the heaven and the earth, if he does not like you, he does not honor you, really the honor of the makhluk and on a likeness of the creation is not going to benefit that person. So a person should understand, it is for, we are saying maybe it should not come, and it doesn't come, it shouldn't come this intention. Alhamdulillah, people who come here, I don't believe anyone come with this intention. But for other people and also for ourselves as well, maybe shaitan can put a waswasa. Waswasa can come. Maybe we don't have the intention, but the waswasa can come. So it's not we are making a bad intention, but shaitan is trying us to actually corrupt our intention. So hubbe ja, they want respect and honor, and they think some people, I can't earn money, I am poor, I can't do business, I can't be in the showbiz because I can't act and I don't have a good voice. I can't be polite because person need votes and no one is going to give me a vote, not my family. So that is easy way. कि जाके किसी बुजुर्ग के बैठ हो जो और जो है अल्लाह अल्लाह करो और खाओ पियो और अपना बस आपकी वाह वाह हो जाएगी. दिस इज एज ए शैतान एज ए पुट्स दिस पर्सन इन द माइंड एंड पीपल डू यस दे कम विद दिस इंटेंशन एज वेल. लेकिन बट द फैक्ट ऑफ द मैटर इज दैट दे डोंट अटेन क्लोजनेस ऑफ अल्लाह डोंट वांट नो वन शुड कम. Most likely is 99.9% the wali will know by this person has come for this reason. They might not say to that person for years and years. Like Rasulullah and Munafiqeen stay with Prophet for years and years. But he did not say as such them due to his high character and he did not shame and name them. They stayed with him, tried to harm him in difficult times, but still he did not shame and name as such. Although he knew their names, their faces very clearly on the outside. What can hide from Rasulullah when he knows people were going to Jannah? Oh, the people are munafiqeen as well. They are not going into Jannah, the people of hell. So this is high character, the reflection of the quality of Allah's sattariyat. Allah is sattar, he covers the sin. So awliya Allah, they are also reflect the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning that they also try to cover the people's sin. So they have very high level this reflection, that even though they will know this person is just deceiving them or this person is something wrong, but they would not. They will treat him as actually they treat others. Because their level, or you may say their compassion is such, they are not going to let that person feel as such. They might admonish as well. They might admonish the people who are sincere because they know that these people are going to benefit us. For others, they might just let them do whatever they are doing, but yes, they will also guide them as well if they understand and indicate to them. And sometimes they don't know as well, oh ya Allah, they don't pay attention to people. So there are different categories of, as I say, of salihi. But anyhow, no one can hide anything from Allah Azza wa Jal. So when he is on the outset, in the beginning he has this wrong intention of Hubbeja and having fame and name and getting people together and hundreds and thousands of people should follow me. So if that person has this reason, so in cinemas, in Christians and other religions and other in the showbiz business and like people who are pop stars, they get together people so many. So similar will be in this case. So there will be really no benefit as such. Maybe people who follow him due to their good intention, maybe they benefit still. But this person is going to be deprived. And the chances are there will be no barakah in there. And it will be, he'll be exposed as well now or then, one day, obviously, it will be exposed. It can never be hidden forever and ever. So, hubbeja, with the intention of hubbeja, a person should not come and a person should not have this intention that I want to earn fame or I want to earn name, because this is the field to annihilate yourself. This is the way where जहाँ अपने आप को मटाना है आपने, that you have to strike or annihilate the nafs. And this field where there a nafs is weakened and the nafs is annihilated, even a person who comes in this field because to let the nafs to nourish, so this, there's no cure for that person. उसके लिए कोई इलाज नहीं है. दूसरी इल्म की फील्ड में तो देयर आर चांसेस दैट यू विल गेट उजब एंड केबर इन देयर इन अ बिजनेस इन पॉलिटिशियन, बट दिस वाज द एक्चुअल फील्ड वेयर देयर वाज अ क्योर एंड दिस पर्सन हैज रॉन्ग इंटेंशन यू एंड मोर ओवर ही विल बी वेरी वेरी फर्दर अवे फ्रॉम अल्लाह अज़्ज़ा व जल्ल बिकॉज़ अल्लाह सुभान व तआला सेड दैट केबर ग्रेटनेस इज एंड ग्लोरी एंड ग्रैंडियर इज माय अल्लाह सुभान व तआला सेड दैट इट इज माय चादर माय शॉल ये मेरे यानी कुर्ता है, इन इन वन हदीस इज माई कमीज, अल्लाह इट इज माइन, ये मेरे, तो जो बंदा ये चाहेगा हाउ कैन ही एंड ही गेट क्लोज टू अल्लाह सुबहाना व तआला. सो नेवर अ पर्सन फॉल इन टू अदर सिंस बट नेवर फॉल इन टू दिस सिन ऑफ हमिंग वांटिंग ग्रेटनेस, बिकॉज यू आर देन बिकमिंग पार्टनर विद अल्लाह सुबहाना तआला. नाउ यू हैव नो चांस ऑफ सक्सेस. अदर सिंस आर ऑफ दे आर ऑफ द टाइप ऑफ line of shahwa, for example. This is on the line of kufr. This sin is on the from the line of kufr, and the other sins are the line of nafs and shaitan. Sometimes deceive people. They are from the line of sin. They are going to, for example, some person commits zina. The uska guna aur hai. It's far less than the person who committed kibar, who has kibar in him. Because person of who are committed zina, he might get into Jannah. But Rasulullah said, person who have kibar, no matter it's equal to the mustard seed, he's not going to get. So a person from the outset know that this is like having a, wanting a share in the lordship of Allah. So this person never can have actually closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So never ever actually even think about. Thinking means actually that intentionally think about. This is also a very difficult matter. As such, one person, people who are not trained in self-purification, I'm talking about the people who teach. You see, you need to, when I say think, if you, to some people, if you say don't think, then they're definitely going to think. So to some people, this is now to know, for the knowledge is for the mashayikh, that they have to know that which person, if we say the do's zikr, like to some people, if you say, aapne ye zikr karna hai, but be careful, do not think about dunya. Ab usko dunya, agar nahi bhi aana tha khayal, if he is not going, now definitely he will think. This is, or if he say that I get vasvasa, what is the solution? And if you, some people, if you advise him that you do this vazifa, this zikr, then vasvasa will go. It will increase the vasvasa. This is not the solution for it. So, that you do this vazifa, vazifa se aur uska badega. It's going to increase. Pehwar kahega, mujhe aur khyaal aaya, I'm having more vasvasa. Now you read this vazifa. It's going to increase more. The fact is that it is, will increase more the vasvasa. So this is not the solution. This is now for the mashayikh actually to know through which person they should tell. They would say to some people that you do this zikr with this maraqba. But they know it. But so some people, if it is said you do this, but be careful, don't think about anything else. Ab jo hai unko zarur khayal. If there was not going to come, now definitely will come in them. So you will find this in people who are not trained. Qualified to train in self-purification, that they do mistakes like this and ruin people on seekers like this. Unko vazife batayenge, unko kahenge, "Haan, ye zikr kar lo, this one vasvasa khatam ho jaye." While the people who are muhakkikin, like mashayikh, which we follow, I have learned, they would never say that as such to these people. They would say that if your vasvasa come, let it come, you actually do your own, whatever we have mentioned to you. For example, I'm just giving you an example. But ye uska ilaaj hai, don't worry, bas khatam, ye hai. But if you try to, it is, they say that the vasvasa is like a dog, dog kutun ki tarah hai. The more active, the dog is sitting quietly and you are having a walk in the morning, if it barks once so, and is sitting there, that is it, you actually go wherever you want. You know, pass jaake, you go near him and say why you have barked, and for the old, it will bark more, and then there will be a big, you may say, a roar, and then they will. This is the example of those people who try to fight with waswas and shaitan in this way. So shaitan becomes happy, and he becomes more and more happy. Yes, this is the type of person I was looking for. Although he is doing mujahida from himself, but really it's not mujahida. We are not talking about the how to get rid of waswas and things like this. That is a separate topic. But I'm just giving you an example. Ke bande ko pata hona chahiye, the mashayikh ko and people who train that how to treat these people. One person was just very interested in learning a science of alchemy, some kind of, like they thought that they can make gold with alchemy in ancient times. Now as well people think, some, and they're after here and there. Maybe any other ancient times, any with magic someone has made or what appeared to have made or anything, but in ancient times and now as well, and very recently people are very much interested that how to get some chemicals or booting out plants together and in a special way to look becomes gold. That is known as science of alchemy in the history or in here. So one a person knew that that person knew the science of alchemy. So he went to him. He said that I have come, you know. उसने कहा भाई ये अल्केमी वगैरह कुछ नहीं, अल्केमी इज़ नथिंग, वो भाई ये कुछ नहीं होता ये. नो ही सेड नो यू डोंट वांट टू टेल मी, आप मुझे बताना नहीं चाहते, प्लीज़ नो टेल मी कि भाई कौन कौन सी चीज़ें लाऊं, विच थिंग्स शैल आई ब्रिंग और विच थिंग्स विल बी यूज्ड टू मेक सो दैट इट बिकम्स गोल्ड. एवरी डे ही यूज्ड टू गो, सो ही रियली बिकेम फेड अप ऑफ दिस पर्सन. तो उसने कहा कि हाँ देयर आर थ्री टाइप्स ऑफ प्लांट्स विच यू नीड in the jungle you will find, but remember that when you touch the plant, the condition is when you touch that plant to actually bring 7 or 10 leaves, however he told, be careful, do not think about monkey. Bas us bandar ke bare mein hi sochna, bas ye hai condition, and when you bring, and I will show you how to make gold. So this person, he went actually to the jungle to my, he said, now I have found easy, achha tarika laga, at least he has mentioned to me, now it's very easy for me. So he went to the jungle very happily, thinking that he's not going to think about the monkey, and yeah, thinking about it. But as soon as he touched the plant, went near it, immediately the thought of a monkey, usko monkey ka khyaal aa gaya. So he again his hand, again he tried them. So next day he went, next day, the whole month half passed. He's going every day trying, as soon as he touches the thought of monkey actually coming to hell. So he went back and he said, I cannot, it's the best. So that person said, if you cannot do this, you cannot, how are you going to make gold if you cannot actually get the thought of monkey away from you? You are never going to succeed. So, yeah, you have tried, and if you cannot actually eliminate the thought of monkey, how you are going to learn how to make gold? Now understand for yourself. You have itna saan kaam nahi kar, you not do such easy thing. So you never. But if you want to try, still the jungle is there, and the monkey is there, and you are there. You can try whenever you are possible. Whenever you can come. तो मतलब इसका ये है, व्हाट आई मीन टू से इज दैट वसवसा और ख्याल, आई एम टॉकिंग अबाउट व्हेन यू से टू समवन दैट हाँ भाई ये जिक्र करना है आपने, टू सम पीपल इज, एंड इफ इट इज सेड दैट डोंट थिंक अबाउट दुनिया, डोंट थिंक अबाउट एनीथिंग एल्स, सो नाउ दे आर, इट्स ऑटोमेटिकली दे आर गोइंग टू थिंक अबाउट मैनी पीपल, सम पीपल डोंट. सो डिफरेंट, दिस इज एज आई एम सेइंग, to this is a knowledge which is to be known by the teacher, the mashayikh, they have to learn this, not the disciple. If they know, alhamdulillah, it is a bonus for them. But if the teachers know, they can actually teach the seekers or solve their problem. So to ye hota hai. So hubeja, a person never should make purpose, but if vasvasa of hubbeja comes, then one should not worry. You see, one is that you are doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you do not want to do it for someone else. But then shaitan puts vasvasa that what about that you will get fame and name, one day you are going to have great glory. And let it come, it doesn't matter, right? That is vasvasa, you just say, A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajeem, bas khatam. Like Rasulullah told them, when the people have vasvasa, very bad vasvasas, And he said, he did not say read a wazifa, he said, say amantu billahi wa rasuli. Meaning that he diverted his attention. I believe in Allah. And when attention is diverted, the wazifa is going to go away. I assume whenever a person. So this really does not only mean to recite amantu billahi wa rasuli, but it actually means to pay attention towards Allah and His Messenger. And the fact is, the mind cannot pay attention to two things fully at any one time. If it pays, it will be a vague attention to anyone. So in reality, it's not paying attention to anything. So when you know that you have one mind, it cannot think two things. So when a person will be thinking about Allah and His Messenger, automatically the wasfasa is not going to be there, it will be going to fade away. And so on. But once you try to fight with it, then as I said, like a dog, that it will actually become more and more fierce, and there will be a vicious circle we are with. So these are some of the difficulties which people come through in this science, and there, that's why one needs basically a teacher. Isiliye zarurat hoti hai bhai jisko pata ho ke kya batana hai. So although simple solutions are told, but if the person acts, he will benefit. He doesn't act though, and he thinks it's too simple, then obviously, as I say, that our mashayikh never made things hard. So if you ask anything, if I tell you their teaching, it will look that you know as well it's easy, but when a person will apply it, the benefit will be there. A thing which will look very fascinating, very as such, but if you apply it, it doesn't benefit, though. So this mercy of the mashayikh, their compassion, one should not be deceived from that their teaching is such simple and matter makes easy. They make it easy, and one should be thankful and appreciate rather than thinking that it is too simple, because the purpose is not simple or difficult, the purpose is actually to have the fruit. Similarly, also one of the branches of Hubbejah is to want Khilafat. Khilafat actually means becoming a deputy or having ijaza of Khilafat of any tariqah or any other matter as such. So some people, if they have this intention, the same thing really. Because the maqsood, the aim and objective is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not the Khilafat. Khilafat is not going to give you anything. It is nothing really by itself. But if you have this quality, it will be there. If you have Khilafat or not, it doesn't matter. If you have the qualities and sifat, it will be there. So many of the mashayikh in the previous, that they are many disciples, they had the authority or the ability to become there, but they did not give them ijazah because there was no need as such to give to anyone. Sometimes they will. So a person should not have this intention, but if waswasa comes, it doesn't matter. Just say, A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajeem, bas, then finish. So waswasa is not as such, one should not think that I have, but intentionally, iradatan, willfully, a person should not have that, yes, I am going with this objective and that's why I am going. Because, simple reason, that person is going to be exposed one day. 1 week, 1 month is me exposed. As I said, if the awliya Allah, if they know, obviously they are not going to they're going to know that person and is not going to benefit. That's it. Also in this category also comes to earn money. Obviously, in the world you hear and the stories you hear now and then that people have made this also a means to earn money and earn livelihood or to increase and accumulate wealth. So, iskliye bhi nahi aana chahiye. This is disrespecting and dishonoring the path. The path is very precious because everything is determined by what is at the end. And the end of this is, objective of this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so the path is precious. And whoever will actually contaminate it with anything, that will be filth. It's like actually you are touching, you are putting filth on the Quran. because actually ye quran to allah ki kitab hai allah ki sifat hai it tells you the way it is the path is sirat mustaqim kalam of allah to agar banda isko koi gandi dhar dalega be disrespected and dishonorable person never is going to get close to allah so similarly the path which is for of the quran sirat mustaqim if a person will go on that path but he intends other than allah he intends his own nafs so he has really he is making a joke and a great disrespect he is paying so that's why the punishment is very severe as well similarly shohrat as I said fame our name all this path is actually to finish all these things and when if allah subhanahu wa taala allah azza wa jal wants to give anyone's fame anyone's name to they don't need to do anything many as I said many ghosts actually only people there have been four ghosts in ghawas in the area where this Pakistan now char hai so all of them have passed away but people don't know ki wo kaun the lekin in that area up to my knowledge which I know bhai char guzre hain and I know their names but as I'm just giving an example other people they don't know to ghosts jo kutub hote hain ya even people do not know them they are not because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not expose them as such but they are very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and whoever are exposed to they can be righteous people as well but if it's from Allah azza wa jalla but to go on this path by yourself you are just doing a very mean thing which is really worshiping in nafs and shaitan which is really you are serving your own nafs and okay if this life was forever and ever maybe it was worthwhile but now it's not forever it's going to soon end and a person should also consider this although this is a different topic but I am just telling you that this should not be the reason why a person is doing bad why a person is coming towards spirituality but at the same time as also have explained to you if waswas if thoughts of these come they are not harmful if you don't follow them because you have strong intent resolve that I want the pleasure of Allah I want Allah subhanahu wa taala the heart is always our tariq is Sayyidina Abdul Aziz Dabar Rahmahullah said is tariq e shukr meaning that whatever comes to you you use you take and you live but you don't attach your heart to it and the heart is always like more even front or more forward than you it is like it never stops it just want to go towards Allah subhanahu wa taala there's no limit as such it's always going further and further wherever it stands it want to go forward if it is with sitting with people it want the heart says I'm like for example if you go to a gathering and you have an urgent person or urgent meeting to go or person to meet you will be there but your heart wants to go further it will be half there with those people with that person who the important person you have appointment but the guests has come let's say you have an urgent appointment somewhere and when you were out to go some guest has come into your house to some mehman aa gaye although you will be there but your heart wants to go out and you are thinking how now to fulfill the right of the guest or how to say to him or her and how shall I go out but the heart is going so not in the same way but I am just giving you the example that in our three as you say Nabdal is Rahimullah told that the seeker should always have his heart is towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his direction is towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala it is sitting with people but it wants to go further any spiritual vision it wants to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala any dream is not concerned it says I am going to somewhere else. This is not my place there is some important who can be more important person than Allah who is more important person the ultimate mate and the true high king His heart is always in the meeting of the king that I want to go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It meets with the servants, it meets with the other officials and family things. So this is Sayyidina Abdul Aziz Dabar Rahimahullah say that this is one of the aspects of our tariq, that our heart of the servant is not satisfied. with anything, and it is directed towards, like the compass you see, it is, if the compass is programmed or normally it points towards north, so however you are going to put it, it will be point, the needle is going to come towards the north. Avistara uskopere, ustara idhar leje, udhar, anywhere you take, you take it in the marquee or you take it, put it in the how, so uska wo direction one yoga, because it is so that is the effect of, firstly a person tries, but after going through the second and in the third stage, and for that direction actually begins to build. So that person lives full life. There's no that he lives in the jungle or anything as such. He lives full life in people there. So he's living earthly life, but he's his spirit is heavenly, and his mind is heavenly, his heart is heavenly. He is a heavenly person. His thoughts are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So wo sara kaam karta hai, everything he does. So apna Allah ka zikr karta hai, because we are in the world of darul mihnat, meaning the arena or the world or the realm of works and deeds and practices. Here we have to do, humne kaam karna hai idhar, amal karne hai, namaz padni hai, zikr, other things. Comfort is in Jannah. Yahan sukoon sirf sote hain hum aaram karne ke liye, isliye because of to give, fulfill the rights of our body and have rest and eat, actually to quench and drink, to quench thirst and satiate ourselves from the hunger. Lekin jo hai asal maqam hamara jo hai wo, we should be longing for Jannah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything which you have not understood, koi baat samajh nahi aayi ya puchni hai to puch le. Jee, my husband.
When you said Allah's Qudra, the applied things are possible to happen,
that is aqeedah of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat, that it in Allah, whatever is Allah, possible in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knowledge, that actually happens. But inshallah, when you will study the books of, this is a little bit difficult to understand and grasp. Only when you study detailed book of Aqeedah, then you will understand this. But for now, at least, if you only understand that, so inshallah, that is sufficient. So one is a possible or mumkin or possibilities with our knowledge. So we are, when we, I said that, I meant actually, or the ulama mean actually, it is the knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So like for example, in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu, we say that Allah subhanahu cannot have son. So it is not possible. It is not suit Allah Azza wa Jal. So that will be an it is in, this is not possible in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge. और कुछ है? यस ये अच्छा, नहीं समझ आई आपको? अच्छा, उसका ये मतलब है कि दैट दीज बुक्स एक्चुअली डिड नॉट हैव एनी फिजिकल एग्जिस्टेंस. इट वाज लाइक लेट्स से दैट इट इज प्रोजेक्टेड थ्रू, जस्ट इमेजिन थ्रू अ कैमरा. इट वाज थ्रू द विजन ऑफ रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम. इट वाज इन हिज विजन बसीरा. सो व्हेन ही डाइवर्टेड हिज अटेंशन बैक टू अल्लाह सुबहान व तआला, so it actually just went away, so he just let his hand actually go. So ye matlab the throwing actually is the diversion of the insight of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, diversion of his vision. So that's what actually it means. It does not mean physical throwing. That's what Sayyidina Abdul Aziz Dabbani would emphasize, and other people who understood it physically, the physical structure, they actually have done a mistake. Samajh aaya? It's like a film, for example, being projected of names on, let's say, on my hand or there with the camera. But when the camera is switched off, it's on the side, the information is just going to be vanished from there. So that's what throwing means. Although, so this person have not done anything, there's nothing wrong with that. It has vanished, there is no disrespect there, because it is to do with the vision. Truly there was nothing there. It was because the vision of Prophet ﷺ, the insight was seeing, and the basar or the physical eyes were seeing, because the physical eye have a obstacle that wherever, whatever is, it is paying attention to, it is going to see on that thing. That will become the screen of the camera. So when that camera is moved, or the film is moved, so the information is also going to go away. So that's what all the interpretation was about. But it was in the spiritual sense Rasulullah was seeing, and there was no as such physical structure of a book or anything. Samajh aayi aapko? Allah. और कुछ? एनीथिंग भगवान फरमा जी फरमाए.
इज इट पॉसिबल फॉर एनीवन टू ग्रास्प द मार्क ऑफ प्रोफेसर फ्रॉम इन इट्स टोटलिटी?
नॉट इन टोटलिटी, अकॉर्डिंग टू द लेवल ऑफ द पर्सन इज गोइंग टू ग्रास्प. तो इन टोटलिटी इट इज नॉट पॉसिबल. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam status, his spiritual states and muqamat, they are and they increase continuously. So wherever a person will reach, it would have actually gone further away. It's not stop, or you may say that he has given something, means something, and there he is now. It is still actually in process of actually going further and further. So wherever this person will reach, no matter which status he has, Rasulullah's sifat, his qualities, his blessed status and ahwal, and his states and stations would have also increased very much. because Rasulullah is traveling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah azza wa jal's marifat is unlimited, so it's not never going to end. So a person cannot reach there. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك. A small question for you, so that I know you have understanding what I am saying. I have just said to you that one should not say to some people that clear your mind, do not think about anything else, clear your mind from the world and whatever it contains. Now sometime it is said this, for example, I also say sometimes that don't think about it, clear your mind of the world and whatever the world contains. Now these statements seem to be contradictory. What is the conciliation in them, that how they are true or they are truly contradictory? Ek toh maine aapko kaha kabhi is tarah nahi kehna chahiye kabhi to the person. Now, because remember the monkey story, wo phir aa jayega. The second is that I say as well sometimes, you know as well, or some people as well, but don't clear your mind of the world, don't think about anything, think about another sometime. So how do these two statements come together? Ek tarika to ye hai, one way is the person who will not think, or they are just on the line of objection, wo to kahenge ki there is, took one day, I myself said, he himself said this, now he's changed this. So they are in contradiction with each other. But in reality there is not, so that's what I'm asking you, okay, bhai, wo kyun hai? What is the understanding of it? Samjha, have you understood the question, Anwar? Swal, samjh aayi hai ki nahi? Acha, Madhur Usman? Acha, please be switched on. Dekho na, you can be here, but switched off. Jis tarah ye bulb hai. Bulbs are here, and if they're switched off, no light. And you were sitting, alhamdulillah. Well, try actually, as long as you are mentally being switched on internally, फिर इंशाल्लाह आपको थोड़ी ज़्यादा समझ आएगी. So being alhamdulillah is also a blessing, ये भी बड़ा है, अल्लाह का करम है, एहसान है, नमाज फ़र्ज पढ़ना, फिर जिक्र की ये बहुत बड़ी फजीलत है. Even a person who is sleeping, उसके लिए भी फजीलत है. But I want you to go more forward. As Shaykh Mahiuddin Ibn Arabi, you have listened last time that they said that it is the responsibility of the teacher not to actually let people show any slackness or anything. But if you, from the other side, it is for a person who jisne farz namaz padh liya, usne bhi bahut bada kaam kiya hai. But a person who wants you to go more and more further, so obviously he is going to show you that there are more worlds beyond as well. So taki is pe mutmainna ho jaye banda. The question is that I said that a person regarding the vasvasa, regarding the thought, that the person should not say that this is an immature saying up to someone, that when you are doing zikr, to khyal karna, be careful, do not think about the dunya. So remember the example of the monkey, that when he said actually that person is going to come in his mind. But this is one thing. One is that sometimes it is said to some people that when you do zikr, be in the remembrance of Allah, do not think about the world and what the world contains. So I am saying that how do these two statements come together? Although apparently they are looking contradictory. What is the conciliation or understanding that they're both true? This is, you will understand it only when you have understood what I have said. You can try to kar sakte na, at least. Okay, you don't have to press the buzzer up now. Koi aisi baat nahi. Aise bhi keh sakte hain. Try karein, inshallah jo na hua to, but so many things I have mentioned, obviously I like you to know as well and your mind, so that when really truly, obviously these things all the time cannot be explained. Obviously you should, once you understand, then a person who finishes this course, then he doesn't need any guidance as such, basically. He has the basic fundamental knowledge. Then all his life, if something goes wrong, he has the ability to fit or fix it himself, because he's got the basic know-how and technical know-how, so now they know. But the danger is until when you have not learned it, then you need to learn, and because the danger is that you might be going somewhere wrong, and it could be easily a fixable problem. But once, alhamdulillah, you know these things applied and you've gone through the course, so at least to the third stage, and that person, if he's left on his own, he should be able to at least get into Jannah or go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his endeavor by the mercy of Allah. जी कौन कोशिश हु विल ट्राई इट डजंट हैव टू बी राइट जी हां जी हां
जी बिकॉज़ वी नो अल्लाह सुभान व तआला ओनली थ्रू हिज क्रिएशन सो एनीथिंग वी सॉर्ट ऑफ थिंक अबाउट
बट डोंट फॉरगेट अ मंकी वाज द क्रिएशन ऑफ अल्लाह सुभान व तआला एज़ वेल वो भी तो है अरे सो हर चीज जो है वो अल्लाह की مخلوق تو ہے that is true in the sense that one should not delve into the reality of Allah, and we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creation is the signpost of Allah azza wa jal. But when I say don't, so you see, I don't say that remember the creation and you will in the zikr. I say that don't remember the creation, empty, clear your mind of the world and whatever the universe contains, and be in remembrance of main to ye kehta hu. And second thing I said was that one should not say this to people, particularly because they is going to activate their minds for that worldly remembrance. So basically I'm asking the conciliation, that how do these two statements come together? And you need a little bit to think about what I have been saying, and inshallah you'll know. According to what I have mentioned to you today, I should not be saying to anyone that you should not think about the world. I shouldn't be.
The wording.
No, it's not about the wordings actually. Thodi koshish kare, inshallah you are coming close to it. Because there is definitely a word which is going to solve this problem. So at least you have pointed at a word. Kareeb banda aayega to inshallah word bhi mil jayega. Yes, there is one word which can justify all this. Or koshish kare inshallah taki fayda ho aapko. See, when shaitan invades a person's mind and He does not give person time to think, or at least then you have to act at that time. Either you're going to act this way, if he goes on this way, she's saved, if not this way.
You mentioned in the brand that human or magic abilities, they can only think of one thing at one time. They have to think three different things. So you by saying don't think about dunya, it's to direct attention towards Allah Ta'ala. If you fully focus on Allah Ta'ala, then you won't be thinking about the dunya also.
And that is true. That when a person thinks about one thing, but he cannot think fully for the second thing. So that is true in itself. This is one of the solutions which we prescribe. But I am saying that it is enough for the person to say to the person that remember Allah Azza wa Jal, bring his maraqabah. You don't have to mention that don't think about dunya, for example, what you are saying. And because automatically it's going to have that effect. So this is good as well on itself. So basic thing is that one person is saying that I say do not actually think about dunya when you are doing in the remembrance. Then I say to a person, that one should not say that don't think about dunya because it's going to activate his mind at least for thinking of dunya. So why these two things which are said are apparently contradictory to ek dusre ke khilaf hain. So chale main aapko batata hu, if you understand, maybe you understand, maybe you not, but at least inshallah you will understand him. When I say to a person that don't think about dunya and what the world and what the world contains, I mean when I say to that person, I explain to that this is applying on intentionally thinking about dunya. So that is when I say that it activates that is unintentional, that thought, like the thought of monkey, he didn't want to actually bring that in, but unintentionally it was coming. But some people, they are at this level that they don't know that intentionally they should not be thinking. So they have to be told that one is unintentional thoughts of dunya. So people who understand this fact, that intentionally I should not be, they don't need to be told that you should not think about, because then you are just inviting unintentional, activating unintentional thoughts there. But people who don't know even this, they on the first level, they have to know that, so that they know that intentionally we should not be, because many people in the prayer or in the zikr intentionally are going on the thoughts and they are making a long story of very a short story. So samajhagi, the intentional, that is the word which actually conciliates. That when we say that don't, that means we maybe explain, one have to explain that intentional thing, thought, do not intention. And when we have say that person should not, that means that person already understands by intentionally he should not. So to that person should not say this, because only he's going to have harm from it. Or other people, some people, their mind is such that they're not paying attention that they are intentionally thinking or not thinking. So if they can be told, they can be there, intentionally you should not be thinking about dunya. If an intentional thought come, it won't actually harm you. You go towards. Samajh aayi aapko ki nahi? You understood? Who still have not understood? Which part did you not understand? What I am saying, or what I said, was that a person who intentionally, let's say he stands in the prayer and I'm going to work today and that's what I'm doing, intentionally he's doing. So, or in zikr, he does it. So he might not know, some people are so simplistic or they don't pay attention that I should not be intentionally doing it. This is not, I can stop it intentionally. So they have to be, it have to be spelled out to them that please, using your willpower, your intention or your irada, you should not think about doing it intentionally. But those people who know this, for example, that intentionally they should not be thinking about anything else, they should not be told that don't think about dunya or don't think about that thing, because they intentionally they are not thinking. So only possibility is that when you are saying this is going to trigger more unintentional thoughts, or their memory is going to activate even without them wanting to. So for some people who doesn't know that intentionally we should be thinking, for them you have to, you can say it to them. And who knows, then one should not emphasize to them, because one is just then making matters worse for them. Abhi samajh aayi hai ki nahi? But as I said, you don't worry if you don't understand. This is not for you actually to know it, not necessary for the seekers actually to know this, but anyhow, one should have a little bit of understanding of it. Tigar, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.